Hello, this is Sarah Ahmed. I'm speaking from Sana'a, Yemen. Currently, the humanitarian situation is deteriorating rapidly. The cities that at least we hear from are Aden and Sana'a. In Aden, the situation is unbearable, with family and friends constantly speaking about the shortage of water and electricity. It's a very hot city. The temperature usually reaches 38 to 40 degrees during the day. And we're talking about complete blackouts with only 1 to 2 hours of electricity a day. Also, the main water lines were completely destroyed during this war, and people are trying so hard to survive the water shortage by digging wells and using primitive ways to survive the water shortage and the energy shortage. Also, Doctors Without Borders has been calling constantly, more than once, for medical supplies, especially in Aden, where the numbers of the wounded and the victims of this conflict has been increasing dramatically. In Sana'a, the streets are almost dead. People are losing their jobs because of the situation. The economy is facing the verge of collapse. Many people are living without salaries this month, and we're talking about a scary situation in both of the public and the private sector. And this is not only in these two main cities, but everywhere around the country. Just by going out on the street, you can see food gradually disappearing from the shelves of supermarkets. We're not sure if any supplies are arriving anytime soon with the closure of the airport and actually, all airports and seaports in the country. I cannot help but think of the coming month and the one after if this crisis continues. Even in Sana'a, for the past 3 days, we've only been left with 3 hours of electricity a day. The news in other cities are not even reachable. I'm sure that other cities such as Saada, Harad, Hodeida, I'm sure that there are cases of very poor humanitarian situation over there that doesn't get enough coverage. Another thing that I cannot help but think about is the situation of health and women's health in specific, with all cases of pregnancies and miscarriages under the shelling and under the war, with the absence of access to hospital and health services under fire. I've heard of cases, my neighbors and friends who had to go to the hospital to give birth at late hours during the night, during the clashes, with very strong difficulties to drive under such danger. We are looking at also a disastrous situation of the unorganized sector laborers, which form the majority of laborers in Yemen. We're talking about, carpenters, workers, taxi drivers, bus drivers, plumbers, and even vendors who literally live day by day, and even at times of peace, at times of not fighting, they live under very difficult circumstances with less than $1 a day, and it's only difficult to see them these days wandering the streets looking for the slightest opportunity to work and to make money and to put bread on the table with limited movement and with limited consumerism from the side of other people who are only trying to buy the basics and save what's left of their income. For the rest of the months. Also, hard currency such as US dollars is not available to withdraw from banks or ATMs anymore. This is a sign of a possible inflation that is only going to get things worse on the humanitarian level. The one thing that I, as a Yemeni citizen, currently support is this campaign, which people all around the world can follow on Twitter and Facebook. It's hashtag Kifaya War. Kifaya is enough in Arabic. So enough war from all sides, all forms of war, before the Yemeni human being collapses in Yemen.